I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. According to a Council on Foreign Relations report, more than 25,000 Nigerians were killed in the last 4 years by Boko Haram, the Fulani herdsmen, and the Islamic State. Given the large Christian presence in Nigeria, David Curry of Open Doors USA says many of these victims were likely believers.
We believe it's tipping into the point where we need to start talking about determining whether or not this is a genocide against Christians in Nigeria. It certainly seems like it fits the definition.
The future of the Nigerian church looks grim, but that's why Open Doors provides trauma response centers, prayer guides, and more for the area.
We needn't be wringing our hands feeling like it's all hopeless, but we do have to be aware that it's real and it's happening.
Please pray for courage and direction for the Nigerian church as they navigate a world rife with persecution. And a Christian college is playing an instrumental role in the Palestinian church. Prior to its inception, Christian leaders sought theological education abroad, but few ever returned. Today, 70% of pastors are graduates of Bethlehem Bible College. President Jack Sara.
After 40 years, you know, we are sitting in a prime area in Bethlehem with an amazing campus. Somehow the Lord provided out of nothing to start with, really like the 2 fishes and 5 loaves.
This year, Bethlehem Bible College is celebrating God's faithfulness. The college has educated generations of Palestinian believers and survived 2 uprisings. The tagline for this year's celebration, the ongoing journey of faithfulness. You can join the celebrations this fall in Bethlehem. Visit missionnews.org to learn more. For now, Sara asks you to pray for wisdom and guidance for students and faculty. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and we're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Got instructions on how to join at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.